Isn't it a good thing to go to come to church? Until I went into the sanctuary, then understood. Look at the collage of testimonies we heard today. And the dream our sister shared. The light was left on so that we can locate it. Did you catch that? The light was left on so that we can do what? You don't look for light, you see it. Give God the hand clap. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You don't look for light, you see light. Anyway, thank you for telling us our story. Let's lift up our hands to God and give God thanks. God does not disappoint people. He fulfills the expectation of a servant, of his saints. I shared with you, you can put all your eggs in one basket with God. My dear sister, that left was left on so that we can locate it. There is nothing you are looking for this year, God said, that you will not find. You know why? The light, you will trace it to the light that shines upon it. Father, Lord, we are grateful. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, because we will all be there. I love my sister. She quickly said, I was there too. Yeah, I'm all of us in there. Hallelujah. Let's do. Amen. Let's just go ahead and thank God. Let him hear your voice. Bible says, blessed are your eyes that see these things and your ears that hear them. Father, we are grateful. Last year we were crying. Prepare us for where you prepare for us. Today, this year is motion. We are getting there. I will see you there. I will see you there. And when you get there, you will be shining. Like she saw that light shining. You will be shining. And Jesus will be glorified. Lord, as we go into your word, grant us impart our spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't sit down yet. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Don't sit down yet. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lighthouse, look at that. Look at that. It says, let the word of Christ, don't let it be sparse. Don't let it be few. Don't let it be scarce. Let it be richly. You know how people brag that they have a lot of money in their pocket? There's nothing wrong with that. Except that if there's no word, money failed in Egypt. You can have a lot of money and have no use for it. That won't be you. In the name of Jesus. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you. Lighthouse, we need to be rich in the word. Let that be your most prized article. Glory be to God. I want us to lift up our voice to God and to say, Lord, let your word dwell in me richly. Let me be rich in the word of God. My God, all things are made by the word, and without the word was not anything made that was made. Daddy, I open the portal of my soul to you. Let your word dwell there. Richly, not scarcely, not few. Oh, Shahuka Bayakada. At the end of all things, thank you because you'll be glorified and we'll be greatly enriched. In Jesus' name, amen. Have your seat in His presence and welcome to God's house. One reason why I like you to become a pastor in time is the glory of the word. You know, like a conveyor pipe, like that transports water from one point to the other. You know, the water flows into our house, but the pipe is ever wet. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's how you are when you are a servant of God. You know, you are marinated by the fortune inherent in that word. Glory be to God. You will be marinated by the word in the name of Jesus. Mommy, when somebody has a low blood count, it's visible. People know you, they will look at your fingers, you will be white. Two of us. Yeah. So there's something that goes and an identifier to let you know you need blood. And then the blood count is low. Lighthouse. In God's kingdom, when your word count is low, it's visible. That mommy, when there is no enough word that runs your system, is visible. And then you need to be infused. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, praise God. Are you here? And then you should be able to identify that, by the way. You should be able to recognize that. Because, can I say something? You will feel it. There's no time somebody runs low in blood. He may not trace it to the, he may not trace it on the doctor tells him that's what's wrong with you, but he will be feeling it. You will know something is not equal here. Something is out of order. I don't know the symptoms of it. I mean, our sisters will tell us. But you know, oh, glory be to God. When those who know how you are feeling represent, they will just connect you with blood. You won't ask for it. You will put it. My joy and my hope is that none of us will have a low blood count. And in the event the word count is low, will be infused with the word of God. One of the ways you know your word count is low is irritation. When your word count is low, there is no comfort. Nothing assuages your mind. Everything irritates you. There is no comfort of the scriptures. Let's go to Romans chapter 15, verse 4. The Bible says there, he said, now may the God of hope grant you joy. Not there yet. No, Lord, that verse 4. That verse 4 is good. He said, for whatsoever written aforetime are written for our learning, that we, through the patience, and what? Did you see that? Because anytime there is no hope, we become desperate and irritated. Nothing, you see, oh, give God the anger. When there is unrest, there is visible irritation, there is discomfort, there is anxiety, your word count is low. Are you here? You should retreat. Don't interact with people again. You know why? If you continue interacting with people, you will upset people. Oh, you don't know? Of course. Because you will trust it to everybody, but not the word count. He said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort, that comfort is how you survive, is how you overcome. There will be, there's a word that will administer that situation for you. Glory be to God. Look at verse 15 of that same scripture. Verse 13. He said, now may the God of hope give you joy and peace. Chaga, did you see that? Anytime your word count is low, you will become restless. You will become agitated. There will be discomfort. You know, you feel like pulling your heel. You'll not be fine. See, not me. Are you here? He said, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy. Shaga, as you believe. Not because money, not because anything changed, but because you gained hope. Are you here? Hope is a comfort. He said, now, God give us as we have derived comfort, that we may comfort others too. If you don't derive comfort, you can't comfort anybody. In fact, you will bring discomfort. Are you here, Lighthouse? Because we're talking about light. If your word count is low, you will not only be irritated, be an irritation. Say not me. He said, now the God of hope fill you so that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, in verse 4, may have what? Hope. Let's blow up there, my sister, because there is something that comes from there. Yeah. You derive comfort from the hope the scriptures give. Are you here? Are you here? And this hope is not hope, it's not comfort you are managing. It's comfort that is organic, authentic. When you can tell others, calm down. Hallelujah. 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 One of the huge manifests that our word count is low is when we are anxious, irritated, confused. I don't know what else to add to it. But when through the comfort of the scriptures, you gain hope, it will quiet the noise. It will give you hope that does not fail. That's what verse 13 is now talking about. He said, now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. The thing hasn't happened though, but you are assured of its outcome. Fill you with joy and peace in believing. Do you know hope has an element of hope? Hope has an element of believing it. Because you don't hope for what you see. That's what the scripture says, right? You don't hope for what you see. But if you hope for it, then you do so with patience. That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, I have hope. Oh, if you don't have hope, you can't find God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The reality of things not seen. And hope in God, Romans 5:5, does not make us ashamed. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. That is something about the hope in God. Did you see that? That's why I said you can put all your eggs in one basket with God. Did you see that? When you hope in God, you will not be put to shame. And that's the comfort you derive from your word count. Praise God. That's the comfort you derive from the word count. You remember the story of David. David had gone, you know, to his daddy sent him to his brothers who were confronting Goliath at the time. And when his brothers saw him, you know, they had no hope. Hallelujah. So he was really aggravated. And he took it out on the boy. You remember? He said, naughty boy, what are you here for? We are looking for how we are going to run away. You are coming. And you know what the boy said? He said, my brother is there on a course. And he turned away from him. My prayer is that God will give you courage to turn away for all those who will take your hope away. In the name of Jesus. I say you will not company with those who will take your hope away. You will not company with those who will take your hope away. I say you will not company with those who will take your hope away. Bible says he turned away from his brother and he said, I will bring this man down through the comfort of the scriptures. And you know where the comfort came? He said, God who delivered. My God. Are you here, Lighthouse? There is no time you encounter the word of God that the outcome of it does not, you won't derive comfort from it. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I bring you a word from the Lord today. Light in light. Light in light. Lighthouse. There are many symptoms that highlight our word count. But the highest of them is worry. Worry, anxiety, confusion. What else? I'm happy you don't know them. That means you don't go through them. You know? I was waiting for somebody to give me something. I said, how do you know? But thank God, our word count is high. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, you don't know how you just passed. You just passed big time. I was waiting for somebody to give me something. I said, how do you know? That's what they go through. We run out of it because we don't experience it. As the Lord live it, you will not experience any discomfort again. You know, if they talk about it, you say we don't go through that here. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Glory be to God. Light in light. Psalm 36, verse 9. Psalm 36, verse 9, light in light. How many people heard about PIP? Picture in picture in our TV, right? It's a system whereby, you know, you can be watching a channel that another channel will be transposed on it, kind of. So you see what is happening there. How many people remember that? Yeah, okay, all right. This one is light in light. Glory be to God. He said, for with thee is the fountain. So you get the understanding of what fountain is. Is a spring where things issue out from. Shaga. Hallelujah. There is no death in God at all. Bible says the fountain. And you know, my wife shared with me, said, we were at the store one day, he said, what's the difference between spring water and purified water? Do you know that it's a big difference? Oh, Satan is a bad man. You know, anytime you just say you want water, if there's no light, you go away with bad water. It's good to be lit, my people. When you are lit, you live a life that is predictable. Because many times, things that happen to us are outside because we didn't know that's how it will turn out. It was unpredictable. You say, I didn't know this one will kill me. How many of you know there's a difference between purified water? When you go to the store and you want to buy water, check what they write on it. Purified water and spring water. Oh my God. Say, I will live and not die. I will live and not die. I will live and not die. Yeah, people who live long did something. You can die by accident, not you. People can die by accident. But people who live long don't live long by accident. There is something that was done. Hallelujah. Knowingly or unknowingly. Ever get me? But I mean, sorry about that. I hope you got me. But it's good to know we are doing what will make you live long. Then you live a life that is predictable. Because if you are doing unknowingly, and you unknowingly stop, then you begin to die. Say not me. Not here, in Jesus' name. I just give you that. But you are better with spring water. Are you here? Until I knew, if I go and buy purified water for thee, I alone will drink it. I alone, it's either I return it or I drink it alone. It was then I got light. I'll leave it there. Listen to this. So you see here, there is fountain of life with God. My God. So life springs from him. So it doesn't matter what the candle of that situation is. Life will spring from. Now, it now says, full colon, and how we will come out is that in your light, I will see light. Can we see it in NIV, my sister? Glory be to God. And this is why you need the word of God to dwell in you today. Did you see that? He said, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, my God, my God. This is a great revelation. Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. He said, the word, thy word is light. The entrance of your word give light. And that's why you need to elevate your word count. Are you here? You need to elevate it. You need to let it rise. Mommy, when people want to get our money, I don't know them, but they will say they are doing building fund, and then they will put one giant picture somewhere you can see it, and they will show where how far people have contributed. Mommy, is what level people should be measuring in church? Not kind of. God is not. There's nothing God wants that God can buy. Are you here? He said, if I'm hungry, and that thing is to intimidate people. I don't even know what it is for. All I can tell you is that we need to manage the word count, because that's what gives life. Not that They promise breakthrough, but people get breakdown. Say, not here. He said, the entrance of your word give light and it gives understanding to the simple. Psalm 9, verse 8. See what the word of God does. He said, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Let's go on, my sister, verse 9. The Lord also is a refuge. No. This is Psalm 9. I mean Isaiah. Did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Isaiah. Chapter, yeah. He said, the Lord sent a word. Sent a word. The entrance of his word, he gave a light, illumination. Now, Bible says here, the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it lighted. My God. Jacob is a person. Israel is a nation. Let's stand up on our feet. Lighthouse. In his light, if one person in the family catch the light, it will illuminate the tribe. Glory be to God. If one person can dwell with God, and I want you to take that forward in this year, be the person that catches the light. My dear family, it will illuminate the tribe. I'm not saying you're the family alone. I'm not saying the family alone. The whole, everything, everybody that is linked to you and those unborn. My God. Oh, you think everybody in Israel now know Jacob like they met him? But the light he caught, he lit on them. I want us to raise up your hand and say, Lord, give me appetite for your word. You know how my sister located that place? She didn't walk away from that light that she saw. She traced it. Lighthouse, anytime the Spirit of God calls for you to go and carry your Bible, like our sister did. She said she saw the light there and she was tracing it. That light is what attracted her. I charge you today, God wants to gain your focus. He's attracting you. Create time for the word of God. It will not only light you, it will light the tribe. You begin to see it reflecting and replicating in the life of those that are coming. You begin to raise up the word level of everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to cry today, Lord, send your word into me. He sent a word into Jacob. Let your word lead my soul, man, in the name of Jesus. He said, let the word of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, ribraka ikabama kaurika shanda kaya. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I need to correct somebody. You know, somebody is worried that I shared that thing I shared. About, if you gain light, you will tell them to close down. You know what I'm saying? Because not only does light shine, it reproves. My God, light reproves. Let me share a testimony with you. Anytime that the GO wants to do convention before, he will be screaming. Oh, he will levy every, maybe if you are new reading, you may not know. He will levy every parish. Oh, people, bring money. I was there. Then one day, God told him, tell people not to bring money again. Bring money again. He said, he went out, he didn't tell them. He came back inside. The convention was going on. He said, God said, from next year, tell the people not to bring money again. He went out. He did a session, he came back. God said, but I told you to tell people not to bring money again. He said, God, how am I going to do it? And God said, my son, you're about to miss a major miracle. Glory be to God. So then he said, okay, he repackaged it. He said, when he got outside, he said, if you like, bring money. If you like, don't bring money. Then when he came back inside, God said, no, that's not what I told you. Say, live by the word. Lighthouse, light reproves. Life corrects. Praise God. Praise God. I told you how we live here. Anytime, before the need arises, so anytime I see the volume coming in, I know the need is met. We don't look around. We look up. Amen. Anyway, leave that. Then God said to him, I said, go outside there and tell the people not to bring money again. Okay. He said, okay, God. So he went out. And he said, okay, from next year, nobody should bring money again. And people scream, hey, hallelujah. You see how uncheerful they were. He said, people were jumping, yeah, praise God, praise God. Over 20 years now, my people, my prayer is that you will allow God. You will allow God. If he tells you to do anything, you don't need anything again. Lift up your hands to God. In one convention, they kill cow, mommy. They kill cow, so many. The mother said, I can't kill again. He was tired. He was gone and done. And they feed people every day. Every day. Every day, my people. Every day. Oh. You will see God. You will know God. You'll be illuminated. In the name of Jesus, tell God, send thy word into me. Let it light my tribe. Let it light my tribe. Let it light my tribe. Thank you, precious Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be thy name. As the Lord liveth, they will only see you doing it. How it is done, it's God that will tell them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many people caught the light? Now, stay with it, light out. Stay with it. Please stretch your hands towards me. He said, please, that my light will not be put out. My light will not be put out. I will not do anything that will cause God to withdraw the light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. We give you glory. We give you joy. We give you peace. We give you understanding. We give you glory, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord sent a word to Jacob and it light the tribe. Daddy, this landmark year, Lord, secure in every one of us, that which will light our generation. That which will light our generation. Unborn children, unborn family members, Father, walking in the light that cannot be extinguished. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I will never see you looking down. I will see you looking up, shining, glowing. You will grow without groaning. I say you will grow without groaning. You will glow and you won't groan. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a very good afternoon and be blessed. All right. Oh, sorry. Just